is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, September 19, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O @sportstalknetwork.com. We got a lot to do today. We'll go right out to Seattle for last night's amazing. What can you say about these Baltimore Orioles? The Orioles trying to dethrone the Yankees have separated themselves from the Tampa Bay Rays for a wild card spot at least. But yesterday, Baltimore in Seattle, down 2-0 in the ninth inning, get a 2-RBI single from Chris Davis in the top of the ninth to tie up the game. And then their bullpen shuts down, completing 12 2/3 of relief, shuts down the Mariners, no runs the last 12 2/3 innings from their bullpen. And in the top of the 18th, they get an RBI single from Taylor Teagarden. Now, Teagarden's an interesting guy, fourth year in the league. He's only got 7 hits for the whole season, but 6 of the 7 hits have driven in runs. 3 of them have driven in runs in extra innings. So this guy obviously has the magic touch, even though he's only hitting .152 for the year. Every one of his hits has been a big one for Baltimore. So he drives in a run. Baltimore gets another run in the top of the 18th. They shut down Seattle in the bottom of the 18th. Baltimore 4, Seattle 2. Hunter gets the win in relief. He's 5-8. Lukey takes the loss. He's 2-2. Johnson, what can you say about this guy? And I understand they're on the road, so they're not going to bring their closer in, but he comes in to pitch the 18th and shut down the Mariners, as every other relief pitcher shut down the Mariners. Baltimore 4, Seattle 2. I mean, just amazing. Chen started for Baltimore, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. And then that was it. Arrieta, Matisse, O'Day, Strong, Johnson, Hunter. And then Johnson comes in for his 44th save. I mean, it's just stunning performance by the Orioles. But this is nothing new. If you follow the Orioles are now, after losing their first 2 extra inning games of the season, the Orioles have now won 14 extra inning games in a row. I mean, that's just stunning. So they beat Seattle Monday. They beat Seattle Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Yankees get rained out. So Baltimore has now tied the Yankees for first place. Now, the Yankees are ahead on percentage points. They're 83-63, Baltimore 84-64. But in terms of a games behind, they're tied. Again, the Yankees a few percentage points ahead. So right now, technically, Baltimore has the wild card spot. But look, you always thought these guys were going to die, and they just haven't. And it's the Buck Showalter. Say whatever you think about Buck Showalter. A lot of people think his act runs thin at some point, and maybe it does. But he put the Yankees in a position in the mid-90s to win a bunch of World Series for Joe Torre. Would Buck Showalter have won 4? Who knows? But you got to think he would have won 1 or 2. He then put the Arizona Diamondbacks, before they were even in the league, he was hired by Arizona, and he put them in a position to get Bob Brenly a 2001 championship. Would they have won if Buck was the manager? Who knows? Again, you don't know. But clearly he put teams in positions to win, make the playoffs as he did with the Yankees, and win the World Series as the Yankees eventually did and as Arizona did. Now here he has Baltimore. I remember when he got the job, I was like, wow, this guy's a good manager, but he's in the wrong division. Yet it doesn't look like the Orioles are going to be our team out this year. It looks like Tampa Bay, Boston already done for the season. An amazing job, easily the manager of the world. And the question is, can they beat the Yankees? And the answer is maybe. Now, the Yankees have a very easy schedule. They're getting Pettit back today. Yankees rained out yesterday. Pettit was supposed to pitch last night. He's going to go at 1 o'clock this afternoon, day-night doubleheader, Yankees-Toronto. But you got to give Buck Showalter and the Orioles all the credit in the world. And they win a game where Andrew Jones is 0-for-7 with 3 strikeouts. Adam Jones is 0-for-7 with 3 strikeouts. Wieters is 0-for-7 with 3 strikeouts. Reynolds, their home run champion of the last month, is 0-for-7 with a strikeout. So those three guys go 0-for-21 with 7 strikeouts. They still win the game. Again, this was more a tribute to their bullpen than their offense. You know, Baltimore got 10 hits in 18 innings. That's nothing to write home about. Seattle got 12 hits in 18 innings. That's nothing to write home about. But Baltimore gets the win. Baltimore 4, Seattle 2. Mariners 70-79. They were playing well, hovering around 500 about 20 games ago, maybe with some thoughts of the playoffs, but not anymore. Baltimore with not only strong hopes for the playoffs, but hopes, and I think now a good chance, although again, I think the schedule favors the Yankees. But for the Orioles to go out and win an 18-inning game in Seattle, that is a pretty amazing accomplishment. So give Baltimore all the credit in the world. We'll get to the standings in a little bit. But Baltimore 4, Seattle 2. Other games of note between contenders. And we'll get to all the scores because a lot of contenders played non-contending teams yesterday. But Texas and Los Angeles to play the Angels. Angels trying to make some noise on both fronts, have a better chance of the wild card. The Angels hammer the Texas Rangers with 8 runs in the fourth inning. Angels 11, Texas 3. Angels playing without Pujols, whose wife had a baby girl the other day, so he's not with the team right now. But it doesn't stop them yesterday. Weaver, and what can you say about Weaver? I think he's the Cy Young winner. He's 18-4. Dempster takes the loss. He's 6-2. Weaver yesterday, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 runs all earned. He's now 18-4 with a 2.79 ERA. I mean, that's pretty amazing in the American League. Angels 11, Rangers 3. Believe it or not, the Angels score 11 runs with no home runs. Trout 0-for-3 with 2 runs scored, 327. He's fallen behind Cabrera. Cabrera now a Triple Crown threat. And he's got a big shot to win the Triple Crown, which is really incredible. Torrey Hunter 1-for-2 with an RBI. He's hitting 308. Vernon Wells still not hitting well, but 2 hits yesterday, a run scored and an RBI. And again, with Trout and Hunter, Morales, Kendricks, Trumbo, I mean, the Angels have a good lineup. That's with no Pujols. So the Angels 11, the Rangers 3. Kinsler hits a home run, his 18th, and Mike Napoli hits his 19th, but it's not nearly enough. Angels 11, Rangers 3. Angels clinging to their playoff hopes. We'll get to that in a second. The other big game, the Athletics in Detroit to play the Tigers. Tigers behind Cabrera. And what can you say about Cabrera? Again, he hits 2 home runs yesterday, his 39th and 40th, the second one a grand slam. Tigers 12, Athletics 2. Cabrera now 40 home runs, 129 RBIs, 333. 3-for-4 yesterday, 3 runs scored, 6 RBIs. I think he's the MVP. I think he's past Trout. The question is, can he win the Triple Crown? The answer is maybe. Johnny Peralta also hits his 12th. Fielder, 27 home runs, 100 RBIs. Cabrera, 40 home runs, 129 RBIs. And when you talk about protection, Cabrera, a great hitter, is having a Triple Crown year because Fielder is batting behind him. You know, some people don't understand that. You see a lot of more fastballs when you have a guy like Fielder behind you. You're not going to get walked as much. They don't want to put you on base when Fielder can hit the home runs. So they pitched to Cabrera yesterday. He hit a breaking ball for a home run, a fastball for a home run. To me, he's Manny Ramirez when Manny Ramirez was Manny Ramirez. So understand what they're doing in Detroit. They're in a playoff battle as well, though. You know, right now they are not in the playoffs, but we'll get to that in a second. Other games in the American League. Oh, I'm sorry. Downs gets the win. He's 2-1. Griffin takes the loss. he's 6-1. Austin Jackson, 3-for-5, he's hitting .307. It's not just Cabrera and Fielder, obviously, though. They're the real power behind the team. I mean, they're probably the best 3-4 punch in baseball. Josh Reddick, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored for Oakland. Moss, 3-for-4, and an RBI for Oakland. But Tigers, 12, Oakland, 2. Other games in the American League, as we said, Yankees and Blue Jays rained out day-night doubleheader today, 1 o'clock, and then back at 7. The Twins beat the Indians. Robertson gets the win. He's 2-2. Maine takes the loss. He's 1-1. Carlos Santana hits his 16th for Cleveland. The Red Sox beat the Rays. You know, the Rays falling out of it of their own accord. DeBron gets the win. He's 11-9. Farnsworth takes the loss. He's 1-6. Bailey gets his 5th save. Red Sox 7. Rays 5. Rays got 5 runs on 3 hits. Zobrist with 4 RBIs, but not enough. White Sox beat the Royals 3-2. Floyd gets the win. He's 10-10. Hotchever takes the loss. He's 8-14. Reed gets his 28th save. Beckham hits his 16th for the White Sox. Rios hits his 24th. Diaza hits his 8th. White Sox with a big win over the Royals 3-2. Those are your American League scores. We'll go quickly to the American League standings. Yankees, again, percentage points in front of Baltimore, 83-63. So we'll call Baltimore right now with the wild card. Tampa Bay, 78-70, but they're 6 out in the AL East, and they're 6 out in the wild card, and that's, you know, that's a big hill to climb with only 14 games left. Boston and Toronto well out of it. The White Sox, 3 up on the Tigers. Tigers 3 behind the White Sox and 5.5 now out of the wild card, so they've got some work to do. Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota long out of it. Texas 87-60. They have the best record in the American League. They're 3 up on Oakland, 84-63. Oakland has the worst first wild card. They're a half game ahead of the Orioles. Angels trying to get there on two fronts, 81-67, 6.5 behind Texas. Hard to believe they can jump Texas and Oakland. Only 3 out of a wild card, but they too, with 14 games left, are really going to have to get on some kind of incredible hot streak. I don't know that the Angels can do it, frankly, but they should be getting Pujols back. They're only 6-4 in their last 10. That's a problem. Seattle has fallen out of it on both counts there. 70-79. We'll do the National League after the break. We just have a couple minutes before the break, so we'll do a little NFL. On Monday, as you probably know, Jonathan Vilma had his meeting with Goodell. Supposedly, Goodell and the NFL showed Vilma and his lawyer 2 affidavits, both of which say that he offered $10,000 to take Brett Favre out of a playoff game. Mike Cerullo, a former defensive assistant, and of course Greg Williams, the former defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, both apparently have signed declarations that say this is what Vilma did. Clearly Goodell's trying to save face here, and he's going to try and give either as long or almost as long suspensions to all 4 of these guys. Now, yesterday, Will Smith and Anthony Hargrove did meet with Goodell in New York. Scott Fujita was supposed to come in also for a meeting yesterday in New York, but he postponed it because he was rehabbing a knee injury. Now, his lawyer tried to have him do it by video conference, but the NFL said, no, you got to come to New York. You got to walk in the office. We want a face-to-face meeting. Very sad note in the NFL, Steve Sable, co-founder of NFL Films with his father, Ed Sable, in the Hall of Fame. Steve Sable should be there eventually. He passed away yesterday at the age of 69 of brain cancer, and any NFL Films thing that you've seen, the music, the voice of John Facenda, the voice of God, all of this was put together by Ed and Steve Sable. Really did change the way the NFL is viewed, put mics on players and coaches. Great stuff to me. The history of football can't compare with the history of baseball. I think I'm still in the majority on that. Obviously, football the number one sport in terms of viewership, gambling, etc. I'm a baseball guy. I love football. I'm a baseball guy. But Steve Sable helped narrow that gap. And in some views, you know, past baseball, because NFL films really contributed, there is a history of the game now, and that's because of Ed and Steve Sable. So Steve Sable passes away, very sad day in the NFL. The Patriots, with the loss to Aaron Hernandez, signed Deion Branch, and also Kellen Winslow Jr. You know, Branch had been cut by the Patriots, surprisingly to me, but now Branch is back, Winslow is back. Will they use Wes Welker, who maybe is being punished for not signing a long-term contract? Nobody seems to know. And Michael Turner was picked up on a DUI after the Monday night Atlanta win. If he's a first-time offender, he will not get a suspension from the NFL. You get a pass from the NFL, your first DUI. If he's had one before and nobody seems to think he has, then he will not. If he has one before, then he will be suspended, but apparently this is his first offense for Michael Turner of the Atlanta Falcons. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. One football note, one more American League baseball note before we get to all the National League. The Giants down in Carolina to play Carolina tomorrow, Sunday, Thursday. Obviously short week for both of them, but the Giants with that incredible comeback win against Tampa Bay after Eli Manning threw three interceptions in the first half. Of course, Peyton Manning threw three interceptions in the first quarter, but couldn't bring his Denver team back to win. But the Giants did beat Tampa Bay. But this week at Carolina on Thursday, David Deal, 10-year starter, Iron Man, looks like he's going to be out. Offensive lineman for the Giants, obviously, looks like he's going to be out with a knee. Dominic Hickson, very good number three wide receiver, out with a concussion. Unlikely he'll play. Ahmad Bradshaw, neck sprain. Looks like he's not going to play. Hakeem Nicks with that foot says he will play. Prince Amukamara, who can't seem to stay on the field for the Giants, their number first-round draft pick last year, has an ankle, missed the first two games, doesn't look like he's going to play either. Eli Manning, not very good on short weeks, 7 and 8 in his career, so that doesn't bode well. And, of course, the Giants have to go on the road to play at Carolina. The baseball note, maybe you heard about this, Yunel Escobar, good young shortstop for the Toronto Blue Jays, suspended three games without pay. Apparently on his eye black, he put a homophobic slur in Spanish, and Toronto found out about it, I guess, a few days later. Escobar, with a press conference yesterday with an interpreter, apologized. Bud Selig supports the decision. Three-game suspension with no pay. Of course, that helps the Yankees. Playing the Blue Jays today, a day-night doubleheader. So Yunel Escobar was very contrite, maybe didn't understand what he was doing, said it was all a joke, ha, 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 nobody's laughing. So he gets three-game suspension from his team without pay. Let's go to the National League now, the biggest game, at least between wildcard contenders playing each other. Milwaukee, hot as a pistol. They go into Pittsburgh to play the Pirates, and of course the Pirates have not been hot as a pistol. 2-8 their last 10. Milwaukee 8-2 their last 10. Milwaukee beats Pittsburgh to go ahead of Pittsburgh in the wild card race. We'll get to the standings in a minute. Brewers 6, Pirates nothing. Gallardo takes the win, gets the win. He's 16-8. AJ Burnett now falls to 15-8. I mean, still having a heck of a year and pitched well yesterday. But he gets the loss. Brewers 6, Pirates nothing. Ryan Braun having a heck of a year, 2-for-4, an RBI and a run scored, hitting 314. I think he has 40 homers. No home runs yesterday for anybody on Milwaukee. But they get the win. Braun has really been the team leader, and give him credit. Lucroy 3-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. He's hitting 324 for Milwaukee. Milwaukee, to me, doesn't have a very good lineup, but they're in the mix now. They shut out the Pirates 6-0. Pirates only managed three hits, two of them by Neil Walker, the other one by Barnes, the shortstop. Brewers 6, Pirates nothing. Brewers again 75-72. Pirates 74-73. Burnett pitched well, not good enough though. Six innings pitched, seven hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, four strikeouts. Gallardo 6 2/3, two hits, no runs, four walks, six strikeouts. Gallardo 16-8 with a 3.59 ERA. Burnett 15-8 with a 3.64 ERA. A few other games. You know, Tim Lincecum has not had a good year, but he has pitched well lately. I think he's one of the keys why the Giants have remained comfortably ahead of the Dodgers. He beats the Rockies last night, Giants 6, Rockies 3, Lincecum 10-14, Francis 5-6, Lincecum 6 1/3, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. And again, his ERA is 4.91, but it used to be around 6, so he's really helped them down the stretch. Giants 6, Rockies 3. No home runs for the Giants, but the Giants had 2 RBIs from Xavier Nitti, their left fielder. He's only hitting 183, but again, this time of year, all you want is production down the stretch. 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs for Nitti. Scudero, 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. He's hitting 300, a real find for the Giants. And again, with Pagan leading off, good leadoff hitter, hitting 290, having a good year. Pagan, Scudero, Sandoval, Posey, Hunter Pence. You know, you wonder if the Phillies really wanted to give these guys up late like they did, but they did. Sanchez catching yesterday, Posey playing first base. But the Giants have a good lineup. Their pitchers are pitching better. They're now 85-63. The Rockies, of course, with only 58 wins. Giants 6, Rockies 3. Yesterday, the Dodgers in Washington to play the Nationals rained out. Torrential downpours up and down the East Coast. Phillies trying to make a run at the playoffs. They're at 500 in New York to play the Mets. That was rained out as well. That game will be made up on Thursday. The Marlins beat the Braves 4-3 in 10 innings. Bell gets the win in relief. He's 3-5. Guerin takes the loss. He's 0-1. Buck hits his 11th homer of the year. The Reds on an unbelievable tear, 89-59. They beat the Cubs 3-1. Bailey gets the win. He's 12-9. Germano takes the loss. He's 2-8. Broxton gets his 3rd save of the year, replacing Chapman for now as the closer. Cardinals beat the Astros 4-1. Kyle Loesch, 7 shutout innings, 15-3. Abad takes the loss. He's 0-5. Mott with his 36th save. Diamondbacks trying to stay in it, beat the Padres 3-2. Kennedy gets the win. He's 14-11. Stultz takes the loss. He's 6-3. J.J. Putz, 30 saves for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Quickly to the standings. Washington, best record in baseball, 89-57. 5.5 in front of Atlanta, who's 85-64. Atlanta has pretty much clinched the wild card spot. They're 6.5 up on the second wild card spot with, you know, 13 games to go. Philly at 74-74, rained out yesterday. They're 4 games out of a playoff spot. They're really going to have to move now in the last 2 weeks of the season. Mets and Miami already out of it. Cincinnati also playing 600 ball, 89-59. They're 4 up. They're 11 up on St. Louis, so they've essentially clinched the Central. St. Louis has the second wild card spot right now at 78-70. Milwaukee only 2.5 out of a playoff, out of a wild card spot, 75-72. They've come back from the dead. Pittsburgh, after losing yesterday to Milwaukee, 74-73. They're 3.5 out of a playoff spot. The Cubs and Houston long out of it. In the West, still surprising to me, but it looks like that's where it's going to wind up. San Francisco, 85-63, 8.5 games in front of the 78-71 Dodgers. Dodgers only 3-7 in their last 10. They've fallen out of the West. They're 1.5 out of a wild card, despite being 3-7 their last 10. Arizona trying to stay in it, 73-74. They're 4.5 out of a wild card. San Diego has played okay to get back to 71-77. They're 7 out of a wild card. But that's just too much to ask and too many teams to jump with only 14 games left for them. They'd have to essentially go, you know, 13-1 or 14-0. Colorado long out of it on both counts. Sports on TV tonight. Major League Baseball takes center stage. ESPN games with playoff implications. Oakland at the Tigers. That's 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Followed by Texas at the Los Angeles Angels. That's 10 o'clock Eastern, ESPN. Of course, that's 7 o'clock out on the West Coast. College football, if you're interested, ESPNU, 7 o'clock Eastern. Kent State at Buffalo. That's your only D1 college game tonight. Mainly a baseball night. Oakland at Detroit, Texas at the Angels. That's your ESPN doubleheader tonight. Both games with playoff implications for both teams. This is the Steve Kallis Show. or at sportstalknetwork.com.